Okay, good morning, everybody. So this morning we get to begin a very important practical area of halacha that the Rambam paskins in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Aleph, which is what we call Zabla, which is Rashi Tevo, Zebor Lo Echad. So where we lack a Bezdin Kavua, if you have a Bezdin Kavua, you go to the Bezdin Kavua, Bisharacha, Medayin Shevi'ircha, we already talked about supererogatory jurisdiction, of the Bezdin Hagadol, Eved Lova Liyishmalva, etc. That was what we discussed for the majority of the week. But if you don't have that Bezdin Kavua, so one of the litigants will choose a Dayan that he feels is very capable. The other one will also. And then you have a Machlokas, how the third Dayan gets chosen. So it's a Machlokas, Reb Meir and the Chachamim. Reb Meir says that the litigants have to agree on a third Dayan, right? He's going to be the tiebreaker, so they better agree to it. The Chachamim take the position, which is the way that we have in our Noschos of the Rambam. There were other manuscripts of the Rambam, but the way that we have in our Rambam is the Rambam paskins like the Rabbim, that the two Dayanim choose between them, and that hopefully can inspire some confidence. Now, there is a Rashi which says that, the Dayan that each one chooses is going to be Mehapich Bischuso, and the Rash writes extensively that people really misunderstood and abused this Rashi, and it's like a Baal Tachbulos, that somebody who's not an honest person is going to come along, and they're going to try to manipulate the case in favor of the one who chose them, and there'll be shochad and all kinds of terrible things. So the Rashi says that's not what Rashi meant. Rashi meant that the person that you chose is obviously going to be diligent and, fastidious, so that if there's a chus for you, he's not going to miss it. But he's not going out of his way. Of course he's going to tell the truth, whatever the facts are, whatever the halacha is, in conjunction. So that's going to determine the outcomes. That's a very important facet of Zabla. Unfortunately, more honored in the breach today than it would be honored in reality. Echad mi baalei dinim shamar ish ploni yadonli v'amar baal dino ploni yadonli, the Rambam writes. Hare elu shnei hadayanim shabir zeechad v'zeechad. It's interesting, he comes back and said, shabir zeechad v'zeechad. The Rambam seems to be emphasizing that the reason that it's going to work is because they both have an equal share, so to speak, in the third dayan. Heim borin lahen dayan shlishi. Right? His man, made the choice, right? So that's very significant. The Rambam is clearly trying to emphasize that, given the fact that Kasav HaShlishi is Machriya Beinehem, so they have to have confidence. So that's why I think the Rambam re-emphasizes here, Hare Elu Shnei Adayanim Shebir Zeechad V'Zeechad. Why repeat it? But again, it's because the third Dayan is really their equal child. Kaviyachal Heim Borin Lehen Dayan Shlishi Ushloshen Danin L'Shneiem Shemitoch Kach Yetze hadin lamito. Afilu haya echad shebiru bale hadin chacham gadol v'samach enu yachol achav v'zbaldino shiyadin etzolzeh elagam hu borer misha yirtzeh. So the Kesef Mishnah comments on this part of the halacha on the Rambam. He says the Rambam does paskin, as we know, that a yachid mumcha l'rabim is able to do kfiya. He can compel bale dinim to appear before them. So he says what's fascinating about this was if you had that same individual, but he'd already been chosen by one side, so then he can use kfiya on the other side, because the other side is going to say, no, you have already been engaged, by this individual, so don't trust, the nature of this case. So, very fascinating point. So he says, ironically, by virtue of the fact that Zebor lo echad, that means that the other guy says, we can't do any better than this guy, let's both just agree to mediation that this guy is going to do, that's fine. Right, even midaraisa b'tzedek tishbod amisecha. But the point is here, once he's already affiliated with one of the Baalei Din, so the other Baal Din is obviously not going to have to accept that, and he can and should choose his own representative. So again, the entire notion of Zabla, and this is going to lead into a lengthy discussion in the Rambam of Karov Opasel, but the entire notion of Zabla is an alternative method to forming a Bezdin, Zabor lo echad, Zabor lo echad, and each Dayan as the representative of that individual will have an equal stake in choosing the third Dayan. Now, I think it's very important to say that, it could be a Meduyak in the Rambam exactly the way the Rush wanted to say for Rashi, right? The extent to which they represent the interests of the Baal Din is just in terms of choosing the third Dayan and making sure that they can agree on somebody who's going to be fair-minded about this particular case. But after that, once they're on the best and once they're impaneled, even if the legacy is that they were nominated by a president of this party and they were nominated by a president of the other party, but once they're impaneled, of course, they have to act with total integrity and impartiality. So there's really no question whatsoever. But the important thing, again, is that in selection of the third dayan, they do act as representatives of the Baalei Din. So, again, the Shita Sarambam, I would be mechalik. To what extent is the dayan that comes up through the Zabla system, to what extent is it just a representative of that individual, like a partisan player? Well, I think he does have to represent the interests of the individual in terms of selecting the third dayan. Not the interest of the individual, like, you know, he should find a way to win, but meaning somebody who's going to give a fair hearing. Then, once you move past that, I think you get to a totally objective stage where, of course, the impaneled three, whatever the final three are, have to handle things, you know, outside Hayosher, Betzedek Tishpot Amisacha, in this case, in the literal sense of the term, so they're not going to be able to deviate from those standards. Again, a little bit of a nuance here with respect to their capacity to represent the Baalei Din in one direction, you know, in terms of creating the Beis Din, but once they're on the Beis Din, they of course have to, you know, be completely and entirely impartial, as the Rush wrote so emphatically about.